Attacking, relentless are just a few words that describe the Browns' style of defense. Coordinator Ray Horton spoke to members of the media today. Let's listen in.
Anxious, nervous, excited, all rolled into one. I think the players are too. It's that time of year where your body starts telling you it's fall, it's football season, and it's time to kick it off for real.
You said you wanted big men who could run and little men who could hit. Do you feel like you've got a nice group?
Yes, I do. I am very pleased, and I think overall, I think the Cleveland Brown from Mr. Haslam on down has been excited about the attitude and the attention to detail that our young men have put forth. And they're very excited, and they've been very diligent in doing things the right way.
Do you think that that right cornerback in nickel is settled the way you – is that settled?
Yeah, it's always been settled for me the first day. It was just a matter of who takes the first snap at opening kickoff. And right now we believe we have three starting corners and Hayden and Skrine and Christopher Owens that can go out there and compete and have competed in the preseason. And, you know, Chris is ready to get his first extended action in the wild. But, yeah, I'm very happy, very satisfied about the status of our corners.
Buster playing in the slot in nickel situations?
We'll roll all of them through. It just depends on how they line up. We don't know how Coach Sherman decides to put his troops out there, and we'll just go out there, and if their guy's inside, Buster be outside, Joe will be inside. It just depends on how they choose to deploy their troops.
So you'll just have one guy, the player match up with?
No, we don't. We just go play football, and we just – we're really a reflection of what they do. I don't know what they'll come out in. I wish I did, but Coach Sherman didn't call me this week, and maybe he'll call me over the weekend. But we just react to what we see, and we just try to put the best 11, and whatever that matchup is, whether it means somebody inside, outside, I don't know how they'll line up.
Scouting report as you can give on their top three wideouts. Would you break down each one, please?
Yeah. Well, they went out and they changed their roster from last year, and you know, Brian Hartline was the one holdover, and he's a very savvy, crafty guy. I have a lot of respect for him, and it's come over time from playing him. He can do everything. He does it well. He excels. I think he competes. Mr. Wallace from Mississippi is probably the fastest guy, if not one of the fastest guys in the league, and you have to respect that speed, and it gives him ability to always have a potential big play on the field. He catches the ball well, he runs, and he's becoming a well-rounded player from his first year out of Pittsburgh. And Mr. Gibson from St. Louis out of University of Washington State University is looks like he's going to be their third receiver, the first one in. And he's a speed guy that I respected last year when we played him at St. Louis. So they believe they put more field speed on the field. I'm glad we have Devon Bess here. I think he's also a critical part of what they used to do, and I think they've lost something in him, and I'm glad he's on our team now.
What is the level of your disappointment that you haven't had Mingo for the last two or three weeks? And since the thing is all about pass rush, not having him, how will that lessen the pass rush?
I'm not disappointed at all. We believe whomever is on the field plays for us, and I'm disappointed that he's not been in for him. But for me, I can only concern myself with the guys that are available to play. And he'll come back. He'll be ready to play when his body tells him to. So would I like to have him out there? Yes. Am I disappointed? No, because I believe we have capable players that are going to step up and play.
Before he had the lung problem, what were you seeing in him?
Probably what I saw in his college workout tape. An athletic player that can do everything that we want him to do here, meaning rush a quarterback, drop into coverage, cover tight ends, and he played well in the preseason, and I hope that he will pick up exactly where he left off.
Everybody talked about his speed, but did you see a little bit more physicality from him than maybe something?
Oh, I saw that. I saw that at Baton Rouge. The only thing that was a surprise, I think, was, you know, having never sat with him in the classroom to install a defense, I wasn't sure how fast he was going to pick everything up. And he's been a pleasant surprise both on the field and off the field, and we're very fortunate to have him.
What are your impressions of Tannehill, and what sticks out about the matchup last year?
He's a second-year player, so he's been in Coach Sherman's system for a while now, so I think he's comfortable with what they want to do and what they're asking him to do. And I think his maturation process from, you know, starting rookie quarterback in the NFL is probably just getting used to the complexity of defenses that he sees and how they change. And he was able, obviously I saw all of his games last year, he was able to mature. I think statistically they want better, and I think they think he's going to be better second year. And what I think I'm most impressed with is his poise. He moves well. He's athletic. He's a former wide receiver in college. So he understands, I think, everything, pass routes, you know, coverages. It's just getting used to the speed of the game and what defenses are trying to do to them and to him, and if they're giving him a true look or not a true look. And I think he's going to, you know, he'll get growth in the league as he goes along. He's got touch on the passes. I believe he was the highest-ranked quarterback on completions over 21 yards last year. So, you know, he'll grow with the system and the players and getting used to the new guys. But he's a solid one of those crops of young quarterbacks that, you know, are on the rise.
Randy, we've spoke to you before about the influence of your days in Pittsburgh and working with Dick LeBeau. I was wondering, as a player, when you played with the Cowboys, what kind of impact did like Jimmy Johnson have on just kind of the attack style on both sides of the ball that that these guys are trying to do here? And do you see any similarities with kind of the swagger and the philosophy?
Yeah, you know, everybody wants to be, I'll say, Baltimore Ravens right now. They open up tonight in Denver, and everybody wants to be the defending Super Bowl champions week one. Well, we're trying to build a lot of things here, and it starts with a solid foundation. Coach Judd's always talking about a foundation, a base, and you got to have something to build upon. And we're trying to build a perennial week-in and week-out competitive winning team. And, you know, whether that starts on offense or defense, it doesn't matter. It just means that you're a winner. And we're trying to establish that on defense of don't run the ball on us, and we will turn the ball over back to the offense. So are you asking me, is that what Dallas built its team on? That's part of what they did. They had stout defenses, and they also had playmakers on offense.
Was Johnson, I don't want to say instrumental, but we always hear coaches take parts of everybody as they kind of go along. Was he a guy that you kind of, just the way that they kind of played, like that?
I think so, and I think players are a reflection of their coaches. Jimmy had a psychology degree, if you will, if not on paper, on the wall, he did in mentality. And, yeah, I did take some of that, how you push players to the limit but also pull back and know when to pull back. And I think Jimmy could take you to the brink and then pull you back.
Is Desmond Bryant where you need him to be after, you know, with back spasms and missing some time?
I think everybody that will play for us, and we'll play quite a few players out there, everybody's ready to go. And did we miss a couple players in a couple of preseason games? Yes, but then so did other teams. And I'm excited to put our product out there for our fans. I've been very excited about the fan support and, you know, out in the community. So our defense, you know, we'll make no excuses. We'll go out there and play the best ball that we can and try to contribute to a win.
You go to nickel and when you just choose to only use two of those D linemen, mm-hmm. you know, what goes into deciding which two guys you use?
I have never stated that we're only going to use two. When I first came in here, we talked about the hybrid defense, and that's what we have. We have really 11 guys that are going on the field, and I believe I sat right here and said whether we're a 2-5, a 4-3, a 3-4, a 4-4, we're going to use all those. And the beauty of our package of our guys are they're all smart and they're interchangeable. So it's not just going to be two guys. It's not just going to be this. It's just going to be what we plan to do for that week. And that's part of, I think, our strength is we have multiple players that can play multiple positions. So I don't think anybody will categorize us as a something. They'll say, wow, they play a lot of stuff.
On one of your key new guys, Kruger, what have you learned about what he can bring to your scheme as you've gone through the preseason games?
I think one of the things you can't measure when he comes over is his competitive fire. He's very competitive. He has a desire to be the best. I think he's on a mission. I think you'd have to ask him personally what it is, but he's got, a lot to prove to a lot of people. On the football field, it was easy to see what he brought to the table. If you look throughout the playoff, he had, I think, 6 sacks in the playoff. So you know his physical talent. The thing you know you don't know is his heart and desire and his will to be one of the best.
When you left, not having Suggs on the other side, you might be a different player.
I know there, whomever he was going against, that right tackle had to block him. And it doesn't matter who's on the other side, that right tackle has to block somebody, and it was him. So whether he has somebody on the other side or not, Paul did what he did because of what Paul Kruger did.
The play against, speaking of Kruger, the play against Indianapolis where he gets the pressure, mm-hmm. there's been some made of the fact that your defense last year had basically the same amount of sacks as this team a year ago. That doesn't show up in the categories as a sack, but Kruger was right in Luck's face, seemed to force an errant throw. Is that kind of what you guys are trying to get at when you're talking about getting pressure on guys? It may not reflect statistically.
I can't control if the quarterback throws the ball in 3 steps, 5 steps, or 7. That's not my decision. But what I can do is hopefully apply enough pressure where those are big plays where you get off on third down. They're like a sack because they turn the ball over, they punt the ball back over to us. So there's a lot of hidden yardage in a game. There's a lot of hidden statistics where things affect a play where sometimes it is just a hurry throw where it's an incomplete pass on third down, you get off, versus the guy have enough time to throw the ball, complete the ball. So there's a lot of ways to affect the quarterback without hitting the quarterback. Not being his coach, I really don't want to comment on what he can be. I think statistically in the NFL, you're measured by wins and losses. So that will take care of whether he is mentioned in somebody's breath or not. I don't coach him, so I don't know what his potential can be.
You're the kind of guy who challenges your defense. I don't know if it's different what you tell them as opposed to what you feel comfortable telling us, but can this be an elite defense in your first year of installing this scheme?
I've been stressing to our team, we will be as good as we can be, meaning I'm going to challenge them to be as good as they can be. How good is that? Yes, it can be. But that all is predicated by a team concept of when we go on the field. Is it after a turnover? Is it after a touchdown? Is it after a long return? So it's all works together. But can they be? Yes. Are we striving to be? Absolutely.